Servant of God, Valentine Packway. Confessor, First Order. At Tongern, in the shadow of the Venerable Basilica of Our Lady, Cause of Our Joy, this Holy Father, as he was generally known, was born of a pious Flemish family in 1828, the fifth of 10 children. While he was still a good and innocent young man, he was invested with the habit of St. Francis. After his ordination in 1854, he was sent to Hasselt, the chief city of the Belgian province of Limburg, and there the virtues which he had until then practiced in secret manifested themselves in great splendor. He achieved his greatest reputation by unwearied labors in the confessional, and he himself practiced what he preached to others when he said, "We priests can and must sanctify ourselves in the confessional." There, like the holy cure of Ars, he spent the greater part of his life, hardly finding time to say his breviary or take his meals. Especially on evenings before Sundays and feast days, great crowds besieged his confessional. What was the secret of this attraction? They ascribed to the Father an extraordinary knowledge of the human heart and the rare gift of setting aright, with a few words, the unhappy and the discouraged. His humility and contempt for himself, as well as the love he bore our Blessed Lady, caused him to be particularly loved by all. Moreover, he chose as his own the principle of the medieval mystics, love to be unknown and to be accounted as nothing. When Father Packway died on January 1, 1905, he was 76 years of age. During the 2 days that his body lay in state, a continuous stream of people passed to take a last look at the countenance of this beloved priest and to beg his intercession. The unveiling of a monument, which the people erected in the cemetery, was another grand demonstration for this poor son of St. Francis. It fittingly represents him with his hand raised in absolution. The many miracles that have occurred at his grave led to the introduction of his cause of beatification. On confession. Confession is something holy. Father Valentine became an apostle of confession. Hundreds of thousands of people were taught by him to appreciate confession as it deserves. This institution was given us by the hand of Christ himself when he said to the apostles and their successors in the priesthood, "Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." John 20:23. Confession is something easy. No matter what a person may have done, and even if it were the greatest crime, just a sincere act of contrition, a purpose of amendment, and an honest acknowledgement of it, and everything is removed from the soul. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John 1:9. God could hardly have made it easier for us. Justly, then, has the sacrament of penance been called the sacrament of the unbounded mercy of God. Confession brings great relief. The greatest evil is a guilty conscience. It weighs us down and afflicts us more than many of us care to admit. How gladly we would rid ourselves of it! And now God comes to our assistance in a wonderful manner and has placed a means within our reach by which we can rid ourselves of all blame, and that quite secretly. For confession restores to us that peace which the world cannot give. John 14:27. Prayer of the Church. O God, who dost behold our weakness, watch over our interior and exterior, so that we may be protected in body from all adversities, and be preserved in soul from all evil thought. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.